Hey, what's up, it's Joe. Welcome to my 5 Minute Friday for March 8th. So I'm just hanging out in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia right now at the airport. Getting ready for the very long flight back to the U.S. And yeah, it's been like 20 hours, something like that. So, and apologies in advance, I'm actually recording this on my AirPods. My mics are buried in the depths of my backpack right now, so I don't really want to get them out. So anyway, things in my mind this week. I think it's the notion of what is good, right? So this is a conversation sparked, having lunch with Sol Rashidi, who's definitely one of the most experienced and opinionated people I know in the data industry. And me and her always have great conversations about data. And this week we're talking about data modeling, and I kind of quipped that I felt like data models in Europe were good. Quote good compared to what I see, in the United States. So European data models tend to be, I think more technically nice and structured well, and I think capture a lot of the enterprise, processes, language, rules, all that kind of stuff in a way that, American data modeling by contrast is, maybe not so rigorous, maybe done a bit more quickly. And, when I mentioned the word good, Sol sort of looked at me aghast and pushed back on that, right? So she said, good is very subjective. It's a very relative term that can mean a lot of different things. And just because practices, in one country or one geography are maybe done but differently than others, doesn't mean that one's better than the other. Maybe it just means that one approach is more technically rigorous than the other, right? And her whole point was, it's difficult to compare Europe to the U.S., which I totally agree with. Companies I've seen in Europe, they tend to be, mostly larger, kind of older family-run companies that they just move slower than American companies. The American companies, by contrast, tend to be very, faster paced, publicly traded companies that tend to revise initiatives every year, every 2 years. And so the aspects of data modeling you're trying to capture, maybe the enterprise wide view may or may not be achievable to the degree that you can do it in Europe, right? So, and her whole point was, you got to understand context. Sometimes a good enough solution is what you need for your situation. So not everything has to be technically perfect. Not everything has to be, in data modeling, some people, especially in Europe, very stringent about, we need to have like six normal form, and we need to have, the perfect data vault, implementation and follow the methodology to the T. And just depending on the context and where you work, that may or may not be realistic. I know in America, things just tend to move a lot faster and, due to leadership changes at companies, mandates change often, right? So the data model will be good enough, hopefully, to answer the questions and help drive the business. But sometimes that's the best you can hope for, right? So striving for technical perfection isn't always realistic. And so you just need to understand the context and the situation that you're operating in and do the best you can. So yeah, it's good. Sol and I always have conversations like this. That one was good. I mean, I definitely appreciate, when people push back and, she doesn't hold back. So I think it's awesome to have, people like that to talk to about data. So anyway, so I'm off to, the U.S. tonight. Getting back for a bit until the 19th for France. So I'm going to be in Paris on the 20th and 21st. Hit me up. So we got a few conferences there, a few events, and then I'll be around through the 24th. So if you guys want to grab a beer or a coffee, let me know. April, I'm back in the States for, I think, most of the month, at least. No international travel, and then back on the road, going to Europe a couple times in May. And the party never stops. So anyway, I'm going to be dropping an article about good enough data models, both on practicaldatamodeling.substack.com as well as joereese.substack.com. So please subscribe to those. And as for this podcast, if you feel like this podcast, please like and subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice. Smash the like button. And thanks for your support. And I hope you have a great weekend. Take care.